Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to Shane Beattie as ever. It is Wednesday, the 30th of April at 6:30. Can you believe it? A quarter of the year is up. Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking to the boss of Dublin Bay Cruises as they launch a repurposed vessel which runs on vegetable oil. And we'll be chatting to the Repack Green Business Person of the Month and all the markets as usual. You can email us, business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories. Dominic Coyle in the Irish Times reports that that Irish staff at the drugs giant Pfizer are waiting to hear whether another round of cost-cutting announced last night will mean more job losses for the group's Irish operations. Pfizer said it will cut another €1.5 billion in costs by the end of 2027. And this is the third round of cuts announced by the US pharma group in the last 3 years, which brings it to $7.7 billion in the amount it hopes to save in annual costs. The new cuts come as the drug maker struggles to find sources of growth amid declining demand for its vaccine and treatment for COVID-19. Pfizer is expected to lose more than $15 billion in revenue by the end of the decade as top products lose patent protection. The company, which employs 5,000 people in Ireland, announced last October that it was cutting around 5% of its Irish workforce, with about 210 jobs going across its three sites in Grange Castle, West Dublin, Newbridge and Ringaskiddy. The FT reports that Danish consumers are boycotting Coca-Cola, according to Carlsberg, which bottles the US brand in the country, as shoppers protest against Donald Trump's foreign policy. Our Coca-Cola volumes are slightly down in Denmark, said Carlsberg's chief executive, Jakob Arup Andersen. There is a level of consumer boycott around the US brands, and it's the only market where we're seeing that to a large extent. The repeated threats by the US president to take the Danish territory of Greenland, potentially by force, have angered many Danes, as has his administration's criticism of Copenhagen. The vice president, J.D. Vance, has accused Denmark of not being a good ally, despite the fact that Danish forces fought alongside US troops in Afghanistan and elsewhere. CBS News reports that UPS has announced that it is planning to cut 20,000 jobs this year, part of a cost-cutting effort that's linked to fewer deliveries from Amazon, its biggest customer. The shipping company, which operates in over 200 countries, currently has around 490,000 employees. The layoffs will impact slightly over 4% of its workforce, and the move is part of the company's plan to consolidate UPS's facilities and workforce. Along with the job cuts, the company announced that it would also close 73 of its buildings by the end of June 2025 and said that it may target additional buildings for closure.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.